This recording, Japan 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Kamagetsu Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Plitty was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a super private place like this in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her knit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsatisfactory mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her plum, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that requires her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I'm from Tokyo, Japan, and where I'm from is quite busy, like London. Where I live is located in the center, so you can go everywhere almost within 15 or 20 minutes. I personally like living in busy city, but not so much green and relaxing. It's always busy. So if you don't like very busy city, then not sure if you like or not. But for me, yeah, quite perfect. Yeah, about food. Since Tokyo is a big city, you can pretty much try everything, like such as Italian, Spanish, American, I don't know if any special for American food, but yeah, you can try, and also nice Japanese food, and because fish market is very close to us, so you can have nice and fresh fish as well. Yeah, very convenient, very exciting city.